HD Smartcast.
You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
The Prime Minister's office reviewed the coal situation at a crucial meeting on Tuesday. It was attended by Coal Secretary Anil Kumar Jain, Power Secretary Alok Kumar and Railway Board Chairman Sunit Sharma. P.K. Mishra, Principal Secretary to the Prime Minister, drew up a plan to ensure uninterrupted fuel supplies to power plants. It involves supplying additional coal and stopping states from selling power at higher rates. The expert group looking at vaccine approvals has recommended the use of Covaxin in the 2 to 18 age group. This raised the possibility that children could soon begin to receive doses. The approval by the subject expert committee will need to be accepted by the Drugs Controller General of India. It is expected to be given within days. However, Covaxin's Phase 3 clinical trial data is yet to be peer-reviewed. The centre on Tuesday allowed domestic flights to fly with 100% capacity from October 18 onwards. The Civil Aviation Ministry reduced the permissible capacity to 50% with effect from June 1st. It increased it to 72.5% from August 12th, and further to 85% from September 18th. The passenger traffic has increased from around 3.1 million in June to 6.9 million in September. French footballer Raphaël Varane has been sidelined for a few weeks due to a groin injury. Varane was substituted in the first half of Sunday's Nations League final against Spain. The match was won by world champions France 2-1. Varane completed a £34 million move to Manchester United from Real Madrid this summer. He has made 5 Premier League appearances for the Old Trafford club this season. The 2021 Toyota Mirai has set a Guinness World Record. It has become the first hydrogen fuel cell electric vehicle to cover the longest distance without refueling. Toyota Mirai took a round trip of Southern California and covered a distance of 1,359 kilometers. The company claimed that this record sets a new distance milestone for zero-emission vehicles.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.